This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan.
Callum McSwiggan.
On FUBAR Radio.
I say hi, you say hi, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah.
I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go.
No, I don't have a type. Take a hit. Come on over tonight. Take a hit. You can follow my bloodstream wild. No, I don't have a type. Leave that now, picking on top. So what now? I'm high as fuck. Don't look down, mama. You can relax.
There's no barbecue sauce.
Why would you want barbecue sauce with fries?
Miss?
You got ketchup.
I only eat fries with barbecue sauce.
What's wrong with you?
This isn't as fun as you said it was going to be, and I quit my job. I want barbecue sauce.
You're being sarcastic.
Quit being a bitch.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Bitch!
Welcome.
I feel very tingly.
Yeah. Wow.
I say hi, you say hi, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah.
I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go.
No.
Say hi, you say hi, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah.
I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go.
You think I'm drunk now, but I'm not. You're so pretty.
Welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today, I am joined by probably the coolest person
I have ever met. She hates being called cool, but she is exceptionally cool. It is amazing Lucy Moon.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, excited.
Lucy Moon, real name? That your real name?
No, not at all. I got a stalker when I was 18.
So. Oh, so you had to like switch that up.
It's one of the like funny, non-funny when someone asks.
Yeah, like I laughed, but that's actually kind of a little bit terrifying.
Yeah, but Moon for now.
Moon, I like Moon. Good. Where did Moon come from?
I came up with it on the bus, actually, going through Caledonian Road, which is where FUBAR Radio is.
Yeah, no, don't tell them. Don't tell them where you are. Your stalker will come back. Jesus.
I don't live around her anymore, but when I did, okay. I was on the bus and I was like, oh, Lucy Moon, let's give it a go.
It's very much you. And I 100% thought that was your real name for the longest time. And I was like, oh, she's so blessed to have such a cool name.
I know, like, I wish.
Stuck over here with McSwiggan. Like bless my family. Like, I'm sure they love that name, but Jesus.
I mean, at least Callum McSwiggan has a ring to it. My real surname, there's no ring to it. Mm. Lucy doesn't match it.
And I don't even know. You've told me 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So don't worry about me saying it on the radio because I can't remember. It's really difficult to remember. That's all I can remember about it.
Yeah, I'm one of only 8 people or something in the UK with it. Mm. So... anyway, sorry, this is a bit of a tangent.
It is a bit of a tangent. Let's tell the people who you are and what you... they already know, I'm sure, because you're a big deal. But, you know, tell us about what you do.
I am a vlogger, blogger, and podcast co-host with Callum's... our mutual friends, Hannah Witten and Lena Norms. And we host The Banging Book Club, which is a really cool book club about sex and gender. And then I also just make videos about, like, beauty... fashion, lifestyle stuff.
Very, very cool, trendy. I really like the artsy videos you make. And I mean, everything you do has a little bit of a artistic flair to it, I feel. Like, I feel like sometimes I watched a video of yours recently and you were just literally sat on your bed talking about nonsense.
Yeah.
No offense.
that is what I do.
But, like, even that, it had something about it and it was very you. I feel like. I certainly online, you know, sometimes I'm fumbling around and I struggle to find my kind of look and my image. And I feel like you very much have that down. And I really, really admire that about you.
Thank you.
And you just make great things. And I'm really happy you're here.
All I needed was an ego massage today and I've just had it. Thank you, Callum.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to inflate your ego and make you feel great about yourself.
Oh, and you met my dad the other day.
I did meet your dad the other day, who, by the way, one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Oh, I'm
cycling
so
around
glad.
Around France. Is it France?
Yeah, he goes on this kind of lads on tour boys holiday.
Lads.
Yeah, it really is. And they find an Airbnb and cycle around France. It's a pastime.
It's a really cool thing to do. Like, I wish, like, I hope when I'm an older gentleman. Well, he's not that old. He's fairly...
Oh, he's 60. So, I'm allowed to say that about men, aren't I?
I think
not about
so.
Women. I don't know.
How old are you, Lucy? No, let's not play that game.
Oh, but dear. Yeah,
I feel like when I'm 60 years old, I would love to have, like, a group of lad mates and we just, like, go and do, like, lad things, but, like, the 60-year-old version of lad things.
Exactly. Well, it's the same stuff. It's drink beer and have a barbecue.
Yeah,
that's
essentially.
That's basically it.
With a bit of cycling
do
to
sport.
Work it off. Yeah. Mask things. I don't do sport.
No. You swim.
I do swim. That counts as a sport.
We've just been talking about it.
I'm not good at group sport.
Yeah, I feel that. I think I'd be very good at group sport, and I'm just not very good at actual sport.
I love people. I just don't like it when I have to, like, cooperate with them. Like, I'm not even good, like, in an office job. I have an office job and I'm not even very good at that. When it's like, oh, you know, we have to have, like, a meeting now and we all have to team together our ideas, I'm like, can I just do it by myself?
Yeah. No, I was in an office for the first time in ages 2 days ago. I was in our friend Sam King's office.
Okay. He has an office?
He and his team at Philly, which is his company.
Ooh.
And I was working there and I was like, I'm just not used to people trying to communicate with me while I work.
Yeah.
I work on my own in my bedroom every day or in a co-working space. I don't talk to anyone.
Well, that's what I put on the big headphones when I want to be left alone. Big
I've
headphones,
learned this is the
loud
way.
Music.
Yeah.
Then they won't talk to you.
Okay.
They absolutely leave you alone.
I have to embrace this.
Yeah.
And then you pretend you don't hear.
Yeah. If somebody's, I do that all the time. Sometimes I put headphones when walking down the street. Just so you know, like, if, oh, you know, when people just, like, heckle you in the street and they try and sell you stuff.
Yeah.
I sometimes put headphones on and pretend I can't hear
them. All the time in
London. You know?
10 out of 10.
Then you don't have to feel guilty about being a dick to strangers.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's true.
It is true. Well, Lucy, we have a fun, fun show today. We are going to be playing lots of fun games. We're going to be doing Porn or Not Porn later on.
I've heard about this.
Have you heard about this game?
Yes, I'm very excited. I think you told my dad about this game.
Did I tell your dad about this game? That seems like an error in judgment on my behalf.
I'm sure he's interested.
Was he cool? He seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah, he voted for the Women's Equality Party once. Very cool guy.
I don't even know what that is, but that sounds tremendous.
No, it was in rural Tunbridge Wells, but...
I don't know what any of this means.
Don't worry.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, so he's clearly a bit more liberal-minded than I thought.
Well, shout out to Dad, so I'm sure he's going to be thrilled that I'm playing Porn or Not Porn with his daughter. I'm sure he'll be pleased about that. We're also going to be reacting to your sex confessions live later on, so if you want to send those in, do you know where to send them, Lucy?
Do you send them to callum@foobarradio.com?
You absolutely do.
Can you tweet them as well?
You absolutely can't. You're getting ahead of yourself. Okay. No, just because we like to keep it nice and confidential.
Yeah, that
people.
Does make total sense.
So that, so we, no matter how insane your confession, we won't read out your name. So feel free to go wild and tell us all your deepest, darkest secrets. And Lucy, we'll be kind, we promise.
Yeah, we're very open, accepting people.
We are. Should we have a bit of music, Lucy?
Let's do it. What have you got?
I've got, it's one of your choices. It's by some very cool people I've never heard of. This is Decline by Ray and Mr. Easy, I believe.
I was always there for you all. I was always on time. And I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline. And now I don't know about you, but I know I'm gonna be fine. And I gave you my all. So now you call. Who you think that you're sick when you're running it? Now you're bailing on my line like an ambulance. Safe, I'm family, I'm known, done with it. No 999, no emergency. Maybe nah, nah, no, I ain't missing you. I'ma block you soon, you're a bugaboo. Cause you needed me. Going all out cause you need the freak. The ship is done, sailed, I don't need to be. No, you had a good girl. They said irreplaceable. I was holding out this, taking your dish. You was that mother, what you trained me for. Now you're stressed out cause you needed me. Going all out cause you need the freak. The ship is done, sad, I don't need you be. You had a good girl, yeah, baby. I was always there for you, I was always on time. And I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline. And now I don't know about you. Finish getting all dressed up, I'ma kill it. You can move over there, I'ma be heartbeat in a minute. You can shh when I talk, let me finish. While you go get gone, I'ma get it. You can move over there, yeah.
Alright, Moon.
Hello.
Are you ready for a game?
I am so ready for a game.
This game is called Mixed Pleasures. And to your right, you can see in the studio here, we have our fabulous wheel. Do you see it? It's this big, enormous wheel.
Why, yes, I do.
Yeah, there we go. Acting skills. And on this fabulous wheel here, we have lots of different fetishes.
Oh.
And you are going to have to try and figure out what these fetishes are by the names alone.
Okay.
Okay, you just ready for that? No questions, just you want to go straight
into
this game.
Oh,
okay.
So, oh no, I get it. So you give me the name of the fetish, yeah, and then I say what I think the fetish is.
Yes, exactly. But they're all like in Latin. They're all like it's a hard game.
Oh, because obviously fetishes are medical conditions. Is that why?
Sure.
Obvious. I this guess is I, a very I, sarcastic obviously.
I guess like yeah, I guess they are like medical things,
I
guess.
Why else would they be in Latin unless they were diagnoses?
Yeah, because like doctors love to speak in Latin, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Anyway, sorry, tell me these.
Okay, so you're going to spin the wheel for me now, Lucy.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah,
go.
The wheel sounds like a slot machine.
I like it.
Yeah. It has landed on Oculolinctus.
Ocu suggests eyes.
It does suggest eyes. Well done. Very impressed.
Would I be getting close?
You're getting close. It's something to do with eyes.
Lolinctus. It's not coming in people's eyes, is it?
No. And like...
Is that a kink?
I'm sure somebody has like a kink for like ejaculating into people's eyes, but it hurts so much.
Yeah, I would think. Surely, don't you go a bit like blurry eyes?
It feels like... I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but it's happened to me many a time. You're a lucky lady, Lucy.
I'm happy to share that, yeah.
Because I must admit, sometimes I do ask people to aim for that general area.
Yeah, fair.
And, you know, sometimes it does go into the eyes, and it kind of feels like, it feels a bit like your eye's really swollen. Feels like your eye has grown to like twice the size, and it's all uncomfortable, and it's... And it feels bruised, is what it feels like. It's not pleasant.
No, that sounds horrific. Yeah. I'm sorry you've endured that as part of your quest for sexual pleasure. I'm going to go with then watching someone do something.
No, it's doing something with the eye. You were close with ejaculating in the eye.
Poking someone's penis in the eye.
No. I'm going to give you one more guess.
Okay. How many things can you do with eyes?
Come on,
how many things?
What would you think about what you might do with a penis or a vagina, and then just, you know, what could you apply to a different body part like an eye?
Oh, massaging the eyelid.
Lucy, you've let me down. I thought you were going to get that. It's the fetish for licking people's eyes.
Oh.
Obviously. I mean, what else would it have been?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that one.
Have you ever licked somebody's eye?
No, I haven't.
No.
And I have no desire to in the future, but if you do, you go for it.
I have licked an eye. It wasn't in a sexual way. They licked my eye, I liked their eye. It was in Rome.
It was in Rome? When in Rome?
When in Rome. Lick each other's eyeballs. Yeah,
it
was a beautiful experience. Would you like to spin my wheel again?
I would love to.
Okay, short spin, go. Sounds nothing like a wheel, does it?
Kind of does, because if you have the ticker at the top, tick, 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 like in the Black Eyed Peas Don't Funk With My Heart video when they've got the ticker on the wheel.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Again, okay. Lucy, I'm not a cool person.
A Black Eyed Peas circa 2006 reference.
Yeah, you know, like past the 90s is my cut-off point.
I'm learning. So
that's my cut-off point.
How does 2002 serve you?
Yeah, I could just about fit in with that.
Okay,
I'll your references. Yeah, don't go past 2002.
On it.
That was confusing times for me, you know, figuring out my sexuality. Oh, I'm gay and I'm in the closet. It was a tough time.
Yeah, but we had steps, you know?
We did have steps.
Like, there was
we
some
did
good
have
stuff.
Steps. When did they finish? Well, I know they're back.
Yeah, I just saw my friend Lauren went to their reunion tour.
Oh.
And so I got to see Tragedy being performed in like Wembley Arena. Via Instagram story.
Yeah, every single person on my Instagram stories was like, every single person was there. And I was just sat at home eating crisps.
Yeah. When my parents, so I was six when they broke up. Sorry, we will get back to this game. I was six
Fuck
when
the game.
They broke up. And my parents had to like sit me down and tell me because I was so into steps. And I cried.
Bless, you've just given away your age.
I know. 22 is fine.
Is that how old you are? 22. I couldn't be bothered to do the maths.
Yeah,
that's a good age. I'm very jealous. You're 5 years younger than me. You're a baby.
Oh,
when I was like,
who are you?
When I was like having sex for the first time, you were like 11. That's where my mind always goes to.
It's interesting.
Yeah, Because I always think, what if I ended up, like, marrying somebody who was, like, 8 years younger than me? Oh. And just the idea of knowing that they were eight when I first had sex makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I always... Oh, sorry. I always think about stuff like that. Even just dating someone 1 year younger than me, I go to my sister's age. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, they're the same age as my sister. Or like, they're 1 year older than my sister. It instantly becomes in reference to her, not to me.
Do you want me to tell you something that will really mess you up?
Go on.
We can have sex with millennium babies legally.
Can we?
They're 17 years old. They're of legal age. It's
In the UK.
In the UK. They're of legal age in the UK. Not that I'm going to go and do that, but like legally speaking, millennium babies are having sex. They'll be able to drink in like a month.
If you can see my face right now, I'm pulling like a really like, you know, the frowny emoji.
It's exactly that. Oh, you look like Grumpy Cat.
Yeah. I'm pulling a Grumpy Cat face.
All right, I think you spanned the wheel, and I think it landed on chorophilia. Chorophilia.
Okay, philia is love.
Yeah, so they all end in philia.
Oh, do they?
So no points for that one.
Did that
Lucy
well,
Moon.
not cornrophilia.
No, it's C, or maybe it's coolrophilia. My Latin is not very
please,
good.
Please, could you spell it?
Yes. C-O-U-L-R-O, philia.
Something to do with colour?
No, but there would be a lot of colour involved.
A paintball fetish?
Not at all. But maybe somebody who looks like they've been attacked by paintballs. Maybe. I felt like that was a really good clue, and now I'm looking at your confused face.
That makes it sad. What's that skin condition where you slowly lose your pigment?
Well, it's not
like that.
It's not that. Okay. That's not the fetish.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an enormous clue, okay?
Okay.
A lot of people would actually be afraid of this rather than turned on by it. It's something people are, like a big fear that people have, a really common fear that people have.
To do with if someone's body was covered in colour.
Mainly their face. Think a colourful face.
Clowns?
Yes.
It's a clown, but a clown love.
Yes. Oh. It is like the sexual attraction to clowns.
Okay.
So, you know, the wigs and the lips and...
Do you know what? That's actually one of my... Like, that kind of plasticky, like, dress up in weird makeup, hair, wigs.
It's one of your turn-ons.
Lip stuff. No, deep fears. And like my sister used to work in a costume shop and I couldn't even walk in.
Oh no. I was really afraid of those people in gorilla suits.
Ooh,
when I was
that's
little.
That's understandable.
Terrified
when
of
you
them.
Were little.
Yeah, well even now. But like I remember walking around the fair in my hometown and there was always this like haunted ghost train ride and there would always be this like guy in a gorilla suit on the top.
That's horrific. Why
but
do people do that?
I was embarrassed of being afraid of this. So I used to like try and like think up reasons why we had to go a different way. So like little like 8 year old Callum would be like, oh, can we go the other way because I like the lights this way, like just trying to make up excuses to not go by the gorilla because I was so scared of him.
Okay, I understand. So both of us together probably wouldn't be into
a costume shop.
Coolrophilia.
Yes, exactly that. We could open a costume shop, like fancy dress shop. And we'd both just be behind the counter hiding.
We'd be the worst. Maybe we could do it like we'd hire sales advisors.
Yeah, okay, that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that. All right, spin my wheel again.
Okay, ready. Oh, that's a fun one.
It is a fun one. This is my favourite bit.
Oh, I like that.
It's very exciting. Macrophilia.
Macrophilia, big things.
Oh, because you would...
Macro. Oh, no, close-up things.
Close-up things. Well, I'm actually going to give you that.
Oh, really?
Big things was indeed correct. It's people who are aroused by the thought of having sex with others who are significantly larger than they are.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So, big things. I feel like you deserved the point there.
Yeah, thank you.
So, like, last week we had the fetish for giants.
Wow.
So,
wait. As in the fictional,
like, massive people.
That's not like a weird slur for tall people or anything.
No, like, just like actual fee-fi-fo-fum kind of
my
giants.
My favourite kind, the traditional.
But this, I guess, is not for, like, this is, like, you know, having sex with somebody who's, like, 6'5", I guess.
Okay, yeah. Like basketball players.
Yeah, which I kind of get. I don't like people to be the same size as me. I either go for little tiny guys or like massive guys.
I always wonder about that because it's been so ingrained in me through, I don't know, gender norms that I should date someone taller than me that I find men smaller than me unattractive.
Oh, really?
But then I wonder how that works in same-sex relationships because I've never had to think about it.
Well, it's interesting actually because, and I you know, I don't know if this is problematic or not, but if I'm dating a smaller guy, I would kind of take on the more dominant role, the more masculine role, and I would want to be that person in the relationship. But if I was dating somebody much bigger, then I would automatically become the more feminized one and I would become the more submissive one.
So that's really interesting.
Just based on somebody's size.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, really. And I imagine, like, the man I marry would be much bigger than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a bit of fun, like meeting guys, little guys is my go-to.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice. What
are we
doing?
I like that you vary it.
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
Yeah.
Well, we have one left.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do.
Great,
I thought we were finished, but we haven't. Okay. Oh, we're going for the really long one, Lucy.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, you know, if you want to go make a cup of tea, you can. There's another 10 seconds. See,
really?
I like this one because it sounds like a wheel.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like the ticky.
But it goes on
for
a very long time. And there's no, like, fanfare at the end. It's just a kind of slow decline. Kleptolagnia.
Klepto is to do with sleep. No, to do with stealing.
Yes.
What was it, sorry?
Because a kleptomaniac is somebody who loves to steal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was this one, sorry?
Kleptolagnia.
Lagnia. What is lagnia?
I don't know why it ends in a different ending. It just does.
So something to do with taking things or stealing things.
Well, yeah, I was like, yeah, you got it right.
Oh. I love my Latin knowledge.
I love that you were going to like try and pick it apart further. I was like, yeah, no, it's the fetish for nicking stuff.
Oh, wait, how, what?
Like,
so like you steal their underwear and then have to tell them about it. I don't know. Like,
no,
it's not like I robbed a shop, babe. Take my clothes off.
That's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of actually going out and committing a crime of theft and then like walking out of the store literally with like an erection or like
that would
wet labia
sense.
Or, you know, I don't know how other genitals work. Welcome to a sex education show. Don't know how vaginas work.
That is absolutely fine. I know very well.
So you can teach me.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm on it.
Great. Oh, we've had a tweet. No, we haven't. We haven't had a tweet. I'm telling absolute lies. Oh, okay. No, what we have here is the definition of lagnia and philia, because those are what all the words seem to end in. So lagnia is lust or a sexual what does that word say, Lucy?
Predilection?
Sure.
I don't know.
And philia is more about fondness and love.
Okay.
So I imagine lagnia is more sexual and philia is more loving.
So like something that you just like we just had abnormal like
philia is an abnormal love for a specified thing.
So it's something that I guess you get protective over if someone asks you, whereas the other thing just turns you on.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I like that. That's quite lovely.
Okay. Great.
Shall we have some more music, Lucy?
I'd love that.
Okay.
What's next?
This is another one of your choices by somebody called Off Bloom.
Oh, this is, you'll like this.
What's this song called, Lucy?
It's called, Hey Babe, Just Do It Your Way. Hey Babe, Just Do It. Do you like my rendition?
I've actually got
a writing session on Friday. You wouldn't know.
Beautiful. All right, this is Hey Babe.
I'm pulling you up, you're needing my shoulder. I know you don't got any more. You know how I am. And no one is talking. I know that you need to. I know you don't think anymore. You know how I am. You know I say, hey babe, let's do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Wait, on my back, weather looking no way. Jumbo, weather looking no way. You know I got a plan. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Cause I like the things I'm not used to. You know we need to fuck it and give it all up. Yeah, you know we won't stop until we do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Wait, on my back, weather looking no way. Jumbo, weather looking no way. Show me that we can. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Cause I like the things I'm not used to. You know we need to fuck it and give it all up. Yeah, you know we won't stop until we do it your way. Do it together.
together, we're growing our feathers. I only ride by your side. You know how I am. I'm always depending on you to be standing steady right here by my side. Let me know that you're my man. You know I say, hey babe, let's do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Wait, on my back, weather looking no way. Jump on, weather looking no way. You know I got a plan. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Cause I like the things I'm not used to. You know we need to fuck it and give it all up. Yeah, you know we won't stop until we do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Wait, on my back, weather looking no way. Jump on, weather looking no way. Show me that we can. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Cause I like the things I'm not used to. You know we need to fuck it and give it up. They will be talking shit and ridicule you behind your back. But you've got dynamite, dynamite that they'll never have. Have to know that they'll be talking shit and ridicule you behind your back. But if we do it right, we'll never look back. You know I say, hey babe, let's do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. No, no, no. Up on my back, weather looking no way. Jump on, weather looking no way. You know I got a plan. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Cause I like the things I'm not used to, used to. You know we need to fuck it and give it all up. Yeah, you know we won't stop until we do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Up on my back, weather looking no way. Jump on, weather looking no way. Show me that we can. Hey babe, let's do it your way. Cause I like the things I'm not used to. You know we need to fuck it and give it all up. Yeah, you know we won't stop until we do it your way.
Such a good taste of music, Lucy Moon.
Oh, thank you very much. I picked some like nice poppy things.
Is your Spotify public?
Yes, it is. I'm actually, weirdly, apparently I classify as a Spotify influencer.
Really?
I didn't even realise I had any followers, but I do.
How many do you have? Like, what's
16K.
A
what? No.
Are you
where
kidding?
Did they come from?
Where?
It's just linked in my bio. So I don't know. But yeah, if you want to follow my Spotify, there's loads of fun playlists.
But
I do different
it,
ones every season.
Does it like tell you when like... If you're listening to something right now, does it tell your followers that? Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really worked out how to do private sessions on my phone yet, so everyone sees everything.
I don't want people to know what I'm listening to, because it's, like, really embarrassing. Like, if I think somebody sat next to me on the tube knows what I'm listening to, that's embarrassing enough. Never mind 16,000 people knowing what I'm listening
to. Plus all your Facebook friends.
All my, yeah, like, no, they
that's
don't
what
need
I'm
to know.
More nervous about, because I judge other people on what they're listening to. I've got a friend that just listens to A Tribe Called Quest.
That's it.
And I'm like, oh, you think you're really cool. You're not that cool because I can see all you listen to is A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I listen to things on repeat over and over and over again.
You're
and
that kind of music person.
I am.
I like my sister.
I am. And I feel people judge me for it. So I don't want anyone to know that I've listened to the same Beyonce song 64,000 times.
You are literally half of the music listening population, though.
Okay.
There are either people who are always seeking new music out and they feel very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Or there are people who have their 5 favourite albums, maybe 10 favourite albums, and they just stick with them. And that's fine.
Yeah, and I do have my 5 favorite albums.
So of all of your subscribers, half of them will be like you.
Okay, good. I'm not my own. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right, Lucy, what's been happening in the news? I'm going to tell you what's been happening in the news. Have you heard about Justin Trudeau? Oh, I know. I love him so much.
He's wonderful.
So this is a happy story built on the back of a very sad story.
Okay.
And this is that he publicly apologized on behalf of Canada for the historic LGBT plus convictions that were, you know, made up against people for being gay, being transgender, etc. And he kind of got on the public stage and apologized on behalf of Canada for all of that. And also there's been $145 million is being given out in compensation to people who were convicted of LGBT plus crimes. They're not crimes, but they were back in the day.
Yeah.
And also, you know, to the families of people who have passed away. And it's a wonderful thing. And here's the quote, and it really touched me, really. So this is what he said. This is the devastating story of people who were branded criminals by the government, people who lost their livelihoods and in some cases their lives. These aren't distant practices of governments long forgotten. This happens systematically in Canada with a timeline more recent than any of us would like to admit. For past wrongs and the unjust treatment of LGBT plus Canadians, we apologize and we promise to keep working to fight inequality. we were wrong, we are sorry, and we will never let this happen again. And at that point in the speech, he started tearing up himself and getting all that. I just wanted to go and like hug him and be like, oh, of all the politicians in the world, he's a beautiful, beautiful man.
That's such a lovely one.
I know.
That's a proper apology.
That's how to apologize.
Really sorry.
Yeah, like yeah, we really fucked up big time, and
we'll never let it happen again.
Yeah, and I also take. Like, I have enormous respect for the fact that he himself apologised, even though he himself, as a politician, has had nothing but an amazingly positive track record when it comes to LGBT plus rights.
Yeah.
And yet he has decided that it's his responsibility as Prime Minister of Canada to apologise for the wrongdoings of people that came before him.
Definitely. And to not use it as a political tool either.
Yeah. Like, I feel it comes from a genuine place, not a let's get LGBT plus votes.
Yeah, yeah. And it isn't like a, oh, look at what those guys did in the past, but look at what we're doing now. Yeah.
It's just a genuine apology. And, like, that's 145 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, and that is a hell of a lot.
And they've also pledged to give to a lot of LGBT charities as well. So shout out to Canada.
Yeah, shout out to Canada.
We were in Canada.
We were. That was the last time I saw you, maybe. No, maybe. That was a Connie's book launch. But
I saw you and your dad, but then we were in Canada.
Yeah.
Good times all round. Good times to be had.
We love Canada.
We do. We love
Bring
Canada.
Bring us back.
Okay, the next story is public schools in Portland are putting forward a new policy that will train teachers in the best ways to support transgender students, and this is the big important part, as well as allowing them to respect the gender identities of their students without their parents' consent.
Ooh.
Yeah, because like up until that point, it's like, oh, that's nice, but like the going against perhaps the parents' wishes in order to respect the individual's identity, I think is a really, really bold move. And I think it's absolutely amazing that they're doing that because, you know, there must be so many transgender people out there whose parents don't accept them.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they can go to school and get the acceptance that they deserve.
Yeah, and even like, yeah, parents not changing their pronouns will have such a knock-on effect.
Exactly.
So it's good if in school, like even just simple things like pronoun changes are enforced.
Yeah, and I think if it has an impact on just one student, then it makes it all completely worthwhile. And I know that's a lot of training and potentially funding, etc., to pour into something. But, you know, if it changes one person's life and makes one person feel better and more comfortable about themselves, then I think it's absolutely worth it. I don't actually know what the rules are in this country when it comes to that. I don't know if...
You know what? Neither do I. But I think, like... I don't know, if I look at my own school experience and compare it to the average school experience, I'm sure they were breaking some rules. And then my mum told me that when she worked in schools, you legally had to sing hymns every morning.
Legally?
Yeah, because we were still singing hymns in my secondary school.
We were singing hymns as well.
Yeah, but we weren't a religious school.
Yeah.
We were just a school, but they made us sing hymns. My mum was like, yeah, it's a legal thing you have to do, but then everyone else was like, no. So just in terms of like religion, I think that's well weird.
That's what is it still illegal now? It's still a
Who
legal
knows?
Requirement to this day.
I don't even know if it ever was. My mum could have just been, I don't know, not right.
I always thought it was a bit bonkers that every morning we'd sit down and sing all these songs about God.
Yeah, because I mean, it wasn't a religious school.
Yeah, neither was mine. Mine was like the opposite of a religious school, and yet we'd sit every morning. You know, the God's. I don't remember the songs. There's the one about God having us all in his hands or something.
Yeah. Oh, the whole world in his hands. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
There's quite a few that I like, but like I don't like. One called Autumn Days.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Autumn Days and the grass is...
Yeah,
great.
That doesn't sound religious.
It's not. It's just a banger.
Like Morning Has Broken. That's not religious.
Oh, yeah. It isn't, is it? That is a hymn, though. Anyway,
yeah,
sorry. This is what I was trying to make with that point is that I'm not sure there are any laws, and if there are, they're probably not respected. Or if they are, I don't know.
Yeah, because there are loads of laws out there that we just don't obey or follow. Like, apparently, if you're pregnant... No, wait, I tell a lie. Pregnant women are allowed to pee anywhere they like. Anywhere.
Yeah, in a policeman's hat. Is that
No. The policeman's hat is anybody that needs to urinate is allowed to request the hat of a police officer... To pee into.
Be easier than a shiwi.
It would be easier than a shiwi. But I feel like if I walked up to a police officer and said, I really need to pee, may I please have your hat? I feel like they would at the very least tell me to get lost.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially if you were drunk.
Yeah.
If you were drunk, you're like, I would like to request your hat.
Please.
They're going to be like... I'm trying to fucking look after you.
Yeah.
And you want to piss in my hat. It's not going to happen.
Like, why was that ever a law in the first place?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I do want to do it. I'm never going to do it, but I...
What if you stole it?
Oh,
you take it.
See, that, now that is a crime, isn't it, Lucy?
Yeah.
Are you a... Wait, what was the fetish?
I was...
A kleptolagniac.
No.
No.
Ooh, that'd be jizzing in the policeman's hat. Anyway.
After you've stolen it.
Yeah. Right. Enough of this.
Would you like your final news story?
I would.
Okay.
Is this one more uplifting or is this equally as harrowing?
No, this is harrowing and awful.
Okay.
A teacher in New York has been suspended after teaching high school students what being a bottom means when it comes to homosexual sex. And I would just like to point out that this was in the context of sex education. It wasn't just like he strolled into the classroom and was like, let me tell you all what a bottom is. For anyone listening who doesn't know, being a bottom means that during homosexual sex or, I get no, any anal sex, that you are the receptive partner. And I think in the context of a sex education class, I think it's fine to...
Yeah, I think it's... I don't think there's a problem with that. Well, I think he might... We don't know the whole story.
That's
we don't
true.
Know how he said it. We don't know if he said it in a derogatory way.
Yeah. Well, I did read into this a little bit more, and it was kind of he like put together like a... What do you call it? Almost like a worksheet, like a handbook. And in that, he had filled it with all sorts of different terms. Like, he'd used both the correct kind of scientific-y terms, but he'd also used like slang and things that, you know, like gay slang even.
It could have been left out because slang does change.
Mm.
I don't know. You can just ask someone that.
Yeah. But I just feel like if I was trying to teach a classroom of students about penetrative sex between men, for instance, I feel like that it kind of is an important term in order to get people's understanding and to get people's heads around it.
It certainly shouldn't be a suspendable offence.
I would
maybe
agree
like
with you
on that.
Maybe
like a talking to if you feel that
like maybe
you don't
want to
teach slang in school.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I'm of the mindset that like pretty much all sex education is good sex education if it's delivered well and within guidelines.
Well, I'm allowed this show, apparently.
Yeah. Is this sex education?
Yeah, this is like, I mean, this section of it isn't, but most of the show
is. This is. I'm educated about sex.
See, we're talking about sex education show. This is allowed to be on the radio, but this is FUBAR Radio, where you can literally say anything.
Yeah. Like, what does FUBAR stand for again?
I have no idea.
It's a funny...
they're telling us. It's fucked up beyond... Oh, fucked up beyond all... recognition?
Yeah, so that's why, Callum, it's the radio for you.
Is that actually what it stands for? They're nodding at me. This is fucked up beyond all recognition radio. I didn't know that. That's where I have a show. Our boss likes to say radio. Okay, great. Okay, cool. Oh, I'm being told a lot of things. Oh, I don't know what you're telling... They're telling me things I don't understand. Never mind. Lucy...
Yes.
Shall we have some more music?
I would love some.
Okay, we're going to have one of my choices, and you're going to judge me.
No, I'm not.
This is the Chainsmokers.
Oh, God, yeah, I am.
Young. We were so young when we thought that we knew how to love. Thought about anything, everything that did dysfunction. But we just gotta own that shit. Don't let it go like this. And maybe we can grow from this, yeah. We both know I go too far. Like when I wrecked your car and almost fought your father when he pushed me in the yard. And all those nights we snuck out, had to meet up at the bar. Don't worry, my love, we're learning to love. But it's hard when you're young. Yeah, it's hard when you're young. Caught. We were caught up in the high, it was better than drugs. Too hard to see that it would all lead to destruction. At least we both know that shit. We just gotta own that shit. Your car and almost bought your father.
but it's hard when you're young. Yeah, it's hard when you're young. Yeah, yeah, it's hard when you're young. I'm riding low, it's coming soon. Say it's too long, it's hard when you're young. I'm riding low, it's coming soon. Say it's too long, it's hard when you're young. We both know I go too far, like when I wrecked your car. And almost fought your father when he pushed me in the yard. And all those nights we snuck out had to meet up at the bar. Don't worry, my love, we're learning to love, but it's hard when you're young. I'm calling you up, you tell me it's over. Say what you want, but it's hard when you're young.
Lucy was just telling me how much she adores the Chainsmokers.
So, Callum went, you're not going to like this one. And I went, you have to, it has to be really bad for me not to like it. I was like, oh, it's fine. And then it was the Chainsmokers. And I don't know what everyone else's opinions are. You're allowed to like them.
I like them. They're very... basic.
Yeah,
simple.
They use like four chords, yeah. One melody.
Do you know who also uses four chords and one melody?
Who?
Steps.
Yeah, but...
And we spoke about how much we
love Steps.
They
weren't Grammy nominated.
Have they been Grammy nominated,
I think so.
Chainsmokers?
I could be wrong, but I think so.
Gosh. Well, good for them. Good for them.
Mm.
Are you ready for another game, Lucy?
I'm so ready for another game.
You get to be in charge this time.
Oh, amazing.
We're going to play Two Truths, One Lie.
Yay!
Yay! So do you have your Two Truths and a Lie prepared for me?
I do,
okay.
Yeah.
So for,
right.
Yeah.
I want to give full disclosure here.
Okay.
I've used similar ones before.
What, like in a video?
No.
Ooh.
On a live stream.
Okay. I don't think I've watched this live stream.
No, it was a stand-up to cancel one. I was just trying to think, were you there for that? I don't think you were.
I think I was, but I don't think I was paying any attention.
Okay.
So I think we're fine. let me just go, everyone knows the rules, but let me just go over the rules for anyone listening who might not know. So Lucy is going to read me three facts about herself, but one of them is not true. One of them is completely fabricated.
That is correct.
You're a monster lying on the radio.
I'm ever so sorry.
Okay, hit me up. Go.
Okay, number one.
Very enthusiastic. I like it.
I once trapped a bee in my leg. Number two.
Wow, okay.
Oh, wait. Do you want to respond?
No, read through them and then, okay. And then I'll go back.
Number two. I once went to Kalani's house and she read my fortune. This will be lost on you because you have no idea who Kalani is.
No idea who that is.
Okay. Three. I once told a girl from Geordie Shore that I hated the show without realizing she was on it.
Oh, I hope that one's true. Okay, okay. Let's take a step back. So the first one, you once trapped a bee in your leg.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? Like, inside your leg?
So I was bending down to get something out of the bottom of a cupboard. And
sure.
As I went, in the back of my legs, a bee flew in. I went onto the bee.
So like you're in like where your legs fold, like the back
yes.
of your knee.
Yes, yes,
a
yes.
A bee flew in there.
Yeah, and because I was mildly to heavily intoxicated, I didn't do anything about it. And then in the morning I woke up and the whole back of my leg was swollen. The bee was in there. Went to the doctors. Doctors gave me antibiotics.
Wait. So your leg like closed on it.
Yeah.
And that caused the bee to go actually like inside so through the flesh.
So the sting was in it and a bit of the bee was stuck in it. So it must have fallen off. So I was wearing tights. So it was must have been held in that way. And then some of it fell off during the rest of the night.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I woke up in the tights and then was like, what's happened to my leg? Because I was in like agony.
And then you had antibiotics, but you were fine in the end.
I was fine in the end. There's not even a scar or anything. Sorry, my nose is running.
You're fine. You're fine. Dribbling. You look great. Not that anyone can see you. They can see you. There are little cameras here. We're not live anywhere. But, okay. You know, maybe.
Someone can.
You might end up on Twitter with a runny nose.
That's fine.
I feel like this one, I'm not committing just yet, but I feel like this one has to actually be true. It has to absolutely be true because that's a really like weird story to make up. Like really weird.
But so when I do Two Truths, One Lie, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I pick things that happened to someone else, not me, as my lie.
Oh, you monster.
So this may have just happened to someone.
Oh, see, I'm still thinking this one's true, but I'm not committing yet. Okay. So, right. Okay. Remind me what the second one was.
Second one was I once went to Kehlani's house and she read my fortune. Kehlani is
somebody from Game of Thrones.
No,
that was a joke. I knew that.
Oh, really? Oh. Do you know who Kehlani is?
She's like a really cool music artist. Like everyone loves her music. Like everyone's always talking about her music. Like, oh my God, have you heard her latest track?
She's got nominated for a Grammy or two.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I knew that.
So one time I went to her house and she read my fortune.
Did you believe that I actually knew who she was?
No.
Because I have no idea. Literally no idea who she
was. That's Kehlani.
Oh, there's a picture of her on the screen. She looks hella cool.
She did the cigarettes. Oh, you don't even... Do you know who Stormzy is?
I know who Stormzy is. Give me some credit. Jesus, Moon.
Okay, she's on the song Cigarettes and Kush with Stormzy.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know that song.
Okay.
I listened to all of... I want to say Gang Signs and Prayers, but I feel like that's not right. Is that right?
That's close enough.
Is that not right?
It's Gang Signs and Prayer, I think. But it could be Gang Signs and Prayers. I'm not.
Oh, come on, one letter.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Yeah, so apparently she's on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, just one. Sorry, Callum, you were right. No, I was right.
You were right, obviously. Confused. The cool girl is always right.
I could have
at least let me have this one thing.
I'm sorry.
So she read your fortune. You were in her house.
Yes.
And she read you your fortune.
Yeah, she got her tarot cards out.
Okay.
Did the fortune.
Okay, tell me what the fortune was.
Do you know, I actually can't remember.
Oh, how convenient.
Really annoying. Yeah. I know it was all about alcohol, but I don't remember much more than that.
See, I'm suspicious of you because suddenly, oh, I can't remember. So maybe this happened to one of your friends.
Maybe it did.
Oh, see, yeah, I feel like, and you're starting to blush a little bit. I feel like this is...
Oh, I blush at everything. I'm sorry. It's no clue.
I do feel like this one is the lie, but I'm not committing.
Okay.
The third one was,
I once told a girl from Geordie Shore that I hated the show, not realizing she was on it.
I really want this one to be true. I really, really want this one to be true.
We meet a lot of people at premieres.
Yeah.
And you get talking to people you're sitting next to, and we're always put in the room with the D-list celeb. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've had that experience,
around
like every reality star or Instagrammer or everything, and you're like, we too are in this very like deadlist category of influencer.
And how did this happen? Like, walk me through.
We were sitting next to each other at the premiere of How to Be Single.
Okay.
And I was just talking to this woman and she started talking about she'd be talking to someone about the show. I was like, oh, Geordie Shore.
Oh, no, Lucy.
And she's like, oh, actually, like, I'm in it.
But she was happy to tell you that.
She didn't look thrilled.
Best pleased.
She's like, it's very like, she radiated quite like sassy, powerful woman.
Sure, yeah.
And I was quite intimidated.
Sure.
So I was like, oh.
But I mean, if you are in Geordie Shore, you must, even you must appreciate that it's not like the most highbrow show.
I think she thought I would know who she was, or at least have some idea. Like with the Made in Chelsea ones, you can usually tell, and obviously her accent.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just didn't put two and two together.
Oh, I really, really want that one to be true. So I'm saying that one is absolutely true,
okay.
And I can imagine you doing it.
Yeah.
So now I'm torn between the B and Kehlani. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Kehlani.
Oh.
Or Kehlani or something.
I feel like I can. Okay, the B happened to you, and the Kehlani thing happened, but it wasn't you, it was somebody else.
You're wrong.
Oh, no!
I didn't meet anyone in Geordie Shore.
You didn't?
No.
Did anyone?
No.
You just completely made that up?
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with your lying skills.
I once met Jamie Lang at a premiere.
Who's Jamie Lang? Is he the blonde one?
Yeah. And he clearly speaks to so many humans, he doesn't have a face recognition anymore.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
He's just fully off that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh. Yeah. Well, no, I did go to Kalani's house and she read my fortune.
That's
cool. And
she
had five snakes.
Five?
Five snakes. And a tiny dog. That he had to keep me out of the way of all the snakes.
and you really can't remember what the fortune was?
No idea now. And I was sober.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's the most wonderful woman. She's so nice.
She sounds like a good egg. I mean, if she invites you to her house and reads your fortune, where can you go wrong?
Exactly. No, she was wonderful.
And the bee actually happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was 16.
For some reason, I was imagining Dodie. I was imagining it happening to Dodie.
Dodie drunk, Dodie size, Dodie shape when we were about 19.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. We're probably very similar people.
Sure.
In that period of time.
Sure. So, yeah. So I'm picturing, yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Shall we have some more music?
Let's do it.
Okay. This is, have you heard this yet? This is like the 80s remix of New Rules.
No.
Oh my God, it's so cool. I think you will think this is cool.
I love New Rules.
This is gonna win me some cool points. All right, okay. This is New Rules Initial Talk remix.
Hold it down and read it out, hoping it would save. Radio presents
Backroom and Show with Johanna James.
I'm joined today by the lovely Sophie. Now my mum's talking to you. Hi, Johanna's mum.
Says hello, Sophie. Lovely to hear you on Fubar. I listen every week. I love your videos with Johanna. Sometimes I can't tell who is who.
You're my mum. You're supposed to be able to tell who is your child.
My mum can't tell either, though.
Oh, my granddad, oh, my dad.
Maybe we should swap family, do like a family swap.
And see if they notice at
Christmas.
Yeah,
I don't think they would.
My mum.
Hi, mum. She'd be like, oh, your accent's changed.
No, it hasn't. It's the same.
Every Friday.
Backroom and Show with Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh, we got interrupted from such a good chat there, Lucy. Now we have to be on the radio again.
I was going to say, isn't this like having a sleepover?
We've got snacks, nice chats, Doritos, dip. And I've got like a rhubarb Rabina. Drink here. Ooh. And like we're just talking nonsense. And for some reason, people want to listen to this.
I love it.
11th show, this one.
Really?
I counted them up. I'm really proud of myself. I'm looking at the producers like I'm really proud of myself.
It doesn't have a time limit, impressed. Does it? Like, does it end?
No. Maybe one day. Like, I can't imagine I'm going to be 80 and still on Foo Bar Radio.
It's like just the Callum McSwiggan series and it's like 24 and then ends.
For the foreseeable future.
Okay, good.
We've got like loads of shows lined up. We're lined up through January. Ooh. We were just talking about Valentine's Day earlier.
You've got to have a big one on Valentine's.
Got to have a big one. I would like to date a nice boy. I would.
You should at least go on a date around Valentine's and then just do something really nice with your mates.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
Because Valentine's is a construct.
It is a construct, but it's still
nice. No one in a relationship really does it.
No, do you not think?
Nah, I've never done it.
I'm
like, let's be like happy Valentine's and maybe like... Do you know what I thought was really romantic?
I'm going to fight you on this, but continue.
One of my friends got... his girlfriend 2 grapefruit spoons for one Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because it's eat grapefruit together.
Oh, that's quite romantic.
Yeah, I think that was quite romantic.
Like, grapefruit's horrible.
What?
Why would you? Who? Oh,
you haven't had good grapefruit.
But it's bitter.
If you put brown sugar on it and splash some Angostura bitters on it.
Oh, a bit of Angostura bitters, really?
Yeah.
You are outrageous. You could make like a whole grapefruit cocktail thing, couldn't you? You could get like, oh yeah.
It's amazing. Mm. Yeah. If you do rum punch, grapefruit juices is the way forwards.
I'll take that. I'll get on board with that. What I won't get on board with is this idea that like couples don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I was in a relationship for 6 years and we celebrated every year. And we always went like, we always did such nice things and like we'd go away on little trips and like really make an effort.
Oh, that's really cute. No, I don't do that. Well, my birthday's also 6 days after Valentine's.
Yeah. And you can't just keep asking for gifts. I feel so sorry for people whose like birthday's like the 23rd of December.
I've just realised my boyfriend's birthday's the 1st of February. So now we're just going to have Valentine's sandwiched between 2 birthdays.
Just have like
never going to get celebrated.
Celebration month. You get a gift every day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, like Advent.
Like Advent, but more corporate.
And like more love themed.
More love themed. Speaking of love, not speaking of love at all, we're going to play another game now, Moon. I like calling you Moon. Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine by me.
It's something I've just come up with.
Loads of people call me Moon. Again, people who didn't know me prior. Sorry.
It was just me.
Okay. Loads of boys who I have close relationships with call me Moon.
Oh, close relationships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like romantic and non-romantic.
So it's like a term of endearment.
Yes, it's a term of endearment.
How about Little Moon?
Yeah, I can be. I like Big Moon. Can I be Big Moon?
Big Moon.
I'm Big Moon.
Does anyone call you Big Moon?
No.
All right, that's your name now, Big Moon. Okay, we're gonna play. This is my favorite game of the show.
Okay.
It's not porn or not porn.
Oh.
That's the guest's favourite, but this is my favourite game. This is Queers Throughout the Years.
Oh, I'm a history grad.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to know any of this history, if I'm honest. In this game, I read you lots of historical facts about queer people. Some of them are true, and some of them have just been fabricated by me. And our theme this week, and I know you like to read. Do you like to read? I mean, you have a podcast about reading.
Common misconception, I prefer sex to reading. No. Wait, common misconception,
Wait,
I read is like the full... No, common misconception, I prefer reading to sex.
Oh, you do? You do no, or you don't?
I
you
prefer sex to reading.
Okay.
People seem to think I really like to read. I don't.
You don't like to read. Well,
I mean, I can read. I really appreciate my eyes.
I've made a whole section about books for you, but, you know...
I know a lot about the history of sex literature.
Damn, should have done that. That would have been so cool.
I've read A Little Gay History.
Oh, have you? I don't know what that is. Tell me about it.
It's a self-explanatory title.
It's A Little Gay History.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so fuck you for ruining this for me. I worked really hard on this.
I have read stuff. I'm ready. I'm ready.
You've read a book.
I've read at least five.
Have you read Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Harry Potter's in here.
Oh, yeah, then that's fine.
Okay, your first one. So this is, you have to figure out if this is a fact or a not fact.
Okay.
A 2,000-year-old manuscript was discovered in 2015 that made assertions that Judas, one of the 12 disciples from the Bible, was gay.
True.
I've not even finished.
Oh,
calm
I'm pretty sure I saw
down,
that in the news.
Big Moon.
All right. What can I call you in return?
Come on, think
little
about...
Swig.
No, no, Little Swig. Yeah. Little Swig and Big Moon.
Oh,
we could have a rap album.
Oh, could we?
Yeah, we could.
It'd be like Big Shaq level, though.
Over my head. Can we stop inviting cool people on this show? Like, it makes me feel really inadequate.
Come on, let's finish this not porn.
That's not the game we're playing.
That's why I said it's not porn.
I'm going to go from the top since you've so rudely interrupted me last time.
Okay.
A 2,000-year-old manuscript was discovered in 2015 that made assertions that Judas, one of the 12 disciples from the Bible, was gay. And that he even made several unwanted advances on Jesus Christ himself.
Oh, no.
Are you on Instagram?
False.
She's on Instagram.
You're going to Instagram story this. I think it's false. It's false. Why would Jesus hit on Jesus when it was documented?
He might have hit on Jesus. Like, come on, it's possible.
I know. Just no one in the Bible was even remotely concerned with who was hitting on Jesus.
All right, when like Jesus was like, you know that shit that went down with Judas and Jesus? I never really paid attention.
I mean,
like he betrayed him or something.
I really paid attention.
But he said the one I kiss is Jesus Christ.
Oh,
like
right.
The one I kiss. Like, mate, you could have just like pointed him out.
Nah.
Just like go and kiss him.
Nah.
Oh, fine. You're absolutely right. It's complete fabrication.
If it was important, they would have put it in the Bible because it was compiled over like 5 centuries or some shit.
But do you want to know something really fun?
Yeah.
About this, and this is that I didn't actually make this up.
No.
And you said you thought you read an article about it.
Yeah.
And you probably actually did because it was one of those like parody articles written about this.
Oh,
but,
so like Onion.
Yeah, kind of like The Onion, but like because the top of the article looks quite legitimate, it circulated on Twitter and went viral and people genuinely believed it to be true because the top of the article just says Lost Vatican Manuscript reveals Judas was gay. And when you start to read it,
it
seems true, but then it's quite good. I'm going to read you a little bit of this.
Go on.
Okay. It appears Judas had a thing for our Lord Jesus Christ for quite some time, director of the Holy Press said. So much so that he ended up betraying Jesus to the Romans after turning down his sexual advances, hence why the Catholic religion frowns upon such practices today. Judas was always the first of the apostles to volunteer in washing the Lord's feet, he said. There are also references made by the traitor on Jesus' physique, claiming the Lord's abdominal muscles were quite ripped for his age and how he used to dream about rubbing ointment on them after supper. And it goes on for about 12 more paragraphs.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's not actually true. But I reckon Judas could have been gay.
I mean, any of them. There's 12 of them, isn't it?
Yeah,
one
like
in 10 people are gay.
Statistically, like 1.2 of them. Like one gay and one bisexual, maybe.
1.3. No, 1.2, you're right. The disciples are 12 and then Jesus is the 13th.
Maths.
Quick maths. Okay, I'm here.
I got the reference because I'm cool.
Yeah, that's Big Shaq.
Yeah, oh, that's Big Shaq.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, man's not hot. See, I know my shit.
Oh, I'm glad.
I know my shit.
You are on the internet.
I have been there. Okay, your next one is Annie Proulx, author of Brokeback Mountain, says that she deeply regrets ever writing it, that it's one of the biggest mistakes of her life, and that it's just been the source of hassle and irritation ever since.
Not true.
Why do you think it's not true, Lucy?
I mean, it might be, but I like to think no one deeply, deeply regrets writing their, like, masterpiece.
Well, it wasn't actually her masterpiece. Do you know about Brokeback Mountain?
No, I don't know anything about it other than it's about two men fancying each other.
Wait, you've not seen the movie?
Horses?
You've not seen the movie? Okay, so it was a short story that was written, and Annie Proulx was already pretty successful herself. She just wrote this little short story, and it got printed in the New York Times.
Can I change my response? But go on.
And basically it tells the story of two men who are like, they go, why are they going up a mountain? They're going up a mountain to like look after sheep or something. I don't know. They end up like having sex and falling in love. And in the end, one of them is actually killed in a homophobic attack.
Interesting.
Pretty horrific stuff. They're cowboys, I'm being told.
Yeah, that's why I thought they were on horses. Right?
Yeah, there's horses. Yeah, they're looking after cows and horses and stuff.
Is Heath Ledger in it?
Yes, Heath Ledger is in it.
Okay. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal's also in it. Great. Jake Gyllenhaal and Keith Ledger. Heath Ledger.
Keith Ledger. The idea of Keith Ledger. I was like, it's trippy band. Okay, right.
That's Keith Ledger. Fave. Absolute fave.
I think this is true.
Okay. You are absolutely correct, Lucy Moon. But I kind of tricked you here.
Because Anne Hathaway's in it.
She is, yeah. She's like the love interest, but, you know, he's really gay. And is she the love interest?
I thought it was made pre-Anne Hathaway. I thought Anne Hathaway hadn't even done Princess Diaries at this point.
Maybe she had. This was like before Anne Hathaway was massive.
Okay.
She was like a fairly big deal, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I going to tell you about this? Oh, yeah, I kind of tricked you here because I made poor Annie Proulx sound like a bit of a monster by saying that she regretted writing this amazing thing. But the reason she regrets it is because she was trying to write a short story which was supposed to be, you know, a microcosm of homophobia and how there are these very real issues that affect gay people. And, you know, she chose to end that short story with one of them being killed by homophobes because she wanted to shed light on the issue. But when Brokeback Mountain was made into a film, it became hella mainstream and people started, like, writing like fan fictions about like the guy's love after the other one dies.
Oh.
And people just kind of took it out of context. And again, I have a quote from Annie herself here. They can't bear the way it ends. They just can't stand it. So they rewrite the story, including all kinds of boyfriends and new lovers and so forth after Jack is killed. And it just drives me wild. They can't understand that the story isn't about Jack and Ennis. It's about homophobia. It's about a social situation. It's about a place and a particular mindset and morality. They just don't get it. So actually, shout out to Annie. I'm sorry I made her sound like a monster.
That's really nice.
It is. But I'm sad that she regrets it because I think it has had an enormous impact on people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And even then, if you can make something uplifting from something not uplifting. That's nice.
That's nice, yeah.
May not be the purpose, but it's nice.
It is nice. Are you ready for it? You've got two right, by the way. Two out of two.
Do I get a prize?
You do. Nobody has ever got them all right.
If I do, can I open the Doritos? That could be my prize.
I was going to say you can have anything in the world, but that's your prize. You can open the Doritos only if you get
that's
all of them right.
That's a pretty good prize as they go.
There's five, so you've got two out of five.
Oh, okay. Right.
You can do this.
This was longer than I thought. I was expecting three.
look, I'm having fun, okay? Okay, your next one is...
You get it?
Yeah, I'm fine. Every single one of Stephen King's 106 books includes LGBT+ representation. However, the representation isn't always positive, and many of his queer characters are rapists and murderers. When questioned about this in an interview, Stephen King famously said, LGBT+ people are just people, and like all people, they have the capacity for both good and evil. I would be doing a great disservice to the LGBT+ community if I were only to ever show them in a positive light.
True.
Why do you think it's true?
Because it's very detailed, and Stephen King's just an oddball, isn't he?
He is an oddball.
Wouldn't surprise me if he made every single one of them evil and was just like...
Fuck you all.
Yeah, no. No resentment, just
it is
fancies
what it is.
Challenging my norms.
But imagine if I were to write 106 books as a gay man, I wouldn't include an LGBT character in every single one.
Wouldn't you? Yeah, you would.
And
yeah, you would. Because it's a norm, isn't it? It's something that you write what you know, I think, in fiction.
Yeah, but what about It? I know the clown's supposed to be gay. Is the clown the gay character?
I don't know anything about Stephen King other than he wrote The Ring.
Right? didn't write The Ring,
which,
Lucy.
Which film did he write?
Now who doesn't
one?
Know shit?
I know nothing about film.
He wrote, Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile, The Shining.
The Shining, that was one I was
Misery. Yeah. He wrote loads. 106 books. It's a lot of books.
There are a lot. My mum really likes them.
Yeah.
I think this one is true.
You think this is true?
No. Who was it? What?
You're wrong. You're completely
wrong.
My
God, you wrote a fictional Stephen King statement.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Good work.
Yeah, I just made it. You know, I've got to convince you. I've got to pull the wool over your eyes.
Yeah, you really did. The wool is fully pulled.
Now, it is based on a little bit of truth, and that is that he has written 106 books, and a lot of them include LGBT plus characters, and they have been both positive and negative characters, but the rest of that story is completely made up. And, you know, there aren't gay characters in everything.
No. That is very true. There aren't gay characters in everything.
There aren't gay characters. I wish there was, but there aren't gay characters in everything. Okay, it's the Harry Potter one. Yeah, get excited. Get excited. It's common knowledge that Dumbledore from the Harry Potter books is gay. But J.K. Rowling has also revealed on Twitter that there are two other LGBT plus characters in the books. In 2015, she revealed that both Tonks and Cedric Diggory are bisexual, and that there are subtle references to this throughout the books. She even stated that Cedric Diggory frequently engaged in mutual masturbation sessions with some of the other
boys
in the Hufflepuff dormitories. Why is this not true? This could absolutely be true.
She's all like, I want to keep the mystery about lots of shit. She's not going to be like, Cedric Diggory jacked off other men underage.
Look, how old was he when he died? He was 16. You know, boys masturbate at 16.
They do, but I don't think that anyone would say in an interview oh yeah, the bit I missed out, they jack each other off in their dorms. No, I just don't believe.
It could be true.
I thought you said this was about history.
Harry Potter's part of history, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I can read you some boring history facts. Cultural. Or I can read you about, Cedric Diggory whacking one out with the boys in the Hufflepuff common room.
I think this one's not true.
Do you?
Just a
Do
bit
you
of
really?
It.
You're absolutely right. It's not true at all. But I am going to now tell you something that will shock you. And that you said that she wasn't going to start talking about boys jacking off in the dormitories. And that is actually something she said.
No way.
She said that the boys frequently engage in mutual masturbation sessions in the Hufflepuff common room.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Really? She didn't fucking say that.
She did. I seen a tweet. Oh, what if it was a fake tweet? What if I've been had?
I think that's fake.
No,
that's
don't
fake.
Take it away from me. Oh, it might be a fake tweet. Please don't be a fake tweet.
She's very careful about what she reveals about the Harry Potter
universe. Because I did see a fake tweet where she was talking about Dumbledore being gay, and somebody asked if Dumbledore's a top or a bottom, and she was like, he's a top, obviously. And that wasn't real.
Oh, no. I think that's real. More likely than her tweeting or making some kind of statement about them engaging in mutual masturbation
sessions.
No,
because it's been my fantasy to engage in... Wait, no, they're children.
Yeah,
they're... No, but adult version. Me and some adults in the Hufflepuff common room.
Are you a Hufflepuff?
I am, yeah. Can you tell?
If you could see, Callum is currently surrounded by yellow because that's the FUBAR radio.
Yeah, I am. You're a Ravenclaw. Slytherin.
Yeah. No, I'm not a Slytherin. Raven, I'm like a Raven...
Puff. Raven door.
I'm like a Raven door.
A Gryffindor. I'm actually a Grifflepuff.
Of course you are. Makes sense.
I've taken Pottermore 3 times and it's given me Hufflepuff twice and Gryffindor once.
It always gives me Ravenclaw. But I think I'm a Gryffindor.
I see Ravenclaw in you. And usually I don't like Ravenclaws.
Oh.
But I do like you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, you're 3 out of 4.
Okay.
Let's see if you can get this last one right.
I still can't open the Doritos.
Not allowed. You can look at them if you like. If you get this next one right, I'll open them for you. How about that?
Oh, I'm down with this. This is a good arrangement.
All right, let's do it, Big Moon.
Gay little swig.
Charles Dickens.
Sorry.
Stop ruining everything. Okay. Charles Dickens allegedly wrote several secret gay characters. Pip from Great Expectations is said to be deeply closeted, and so is Ebenezer Scrooge. It's theorised that much of Scrooge's misery is thought to have come from his inability to live his life openly and securely in the Victorian era.
Where do people get this? How do people start these kind of things? Because, like, you can't get that out of Oliver. Wait, Scrooge is Oliver, isn't it?
No.
A Christmas.
Christmas.
I can't remember.
A Christmas. It's a Christmas. From the Christmas
it's
one.
A Christmas Scrooge. Carol.
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, no.
Oliver.
What's that one called?
Oliver Twist?
No, the big adult.
What? Oh, the adult. Fagin.
Yeah, I was getting Fagin and Scrooge mixed
Fagin's
up.
Fagin's also
guys.
Gay.
Yeah.
No, literally, but, like, that's what it says here, that he's also gay.
Oh, okay. Well, I just feel like you can't assert that. Like, how do you... That's like being like, oh, I think that character had ADHD. And you're like, yeah, but the author didn't write it. So
I feel, yeah, I don't there's know. No way to know for sure.
And Scrooge I mean, isn't expressing or like his sexual interest in other men.
Or is he? Or is it actually written there and we've just kind of ignored it? You know, sometimes that happens.
It's true. I haven't read the original. Maybe it is in there. Mm. And just like play adaptations don't have it. I don't know. Something tells me I'm going to get a 3 out of 5 on this one. I think it's false.
You think it's false?
Yeah,
absolutely correct. But before you celebrate, it was actually mostly true. And that is that, you know, supposedly people have said that Charles Dickens did write several gay characters.
I can believe that.
And Pip from Great Expectations. I haven't actually read Great Expectations.
I've got no interest in Great Expectations.
It's the one with Miss Havisham, right? She's the old lady with the wedding cake.
I never liked any Charles Dickens that I tried, so I just
you tried
stopped.
Your best. the only part that's made up is the bit about Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh.
I just decided that he would make a nice gay.
Wait, did you study English? Is this why you're good at all the books?
is this why I'm good at all the books? I did. My degree's in English.
There we go.
And I'm a writer, so that's where this all comes from.
I know.
And I thought you liked books as well, but...
I like them a bit. Common misconception. First misconception of Callum's, I'm cool. Second misconception, I read.
You have banging book club.
It's a part of my brand.
Yeah, well, you're lying.
Very small part.
Just another YouTuber lying to children.
All that money we make on Bang Book Club into the pockets of us.
Oh, yeah, because you make millions off that, don't you?
Oh, we really do. You should see our... What's the equivalent? AdSense.
AdSense. Oh, Jesus. You know, I got 99 pence 1 month. You know, after the adpocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, all of my videos got turned off.
Of course, because everything's LGBT or, yeah. Like, sex orientated.
And they sent me 99p, and I was like, keep it, honestly.
Really, I'm good. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, we're all YouTubers are loaded.
Oh, God, so loaded. Anyway.
Well, speaking of YouTubers who are supposedly loaded, let's have a little bit of Dodie.
Ah!
What are you doing Friday? Wanna help my world collide? Let's make a bow with old cut ties. Do you want his number? Or shall I be the one to call? I haven't seen him much at all. It could be weird, but I think I'm into it. You know I'm one for the overly passionate. I like you and I loved him. We could all be the best kind of friends. You said you're into closure. Shake hands like you're supposed to. I'll be in the middle where you two get along. You've got so much in common. Talk about your taste in women. For the overly passionate, I like you and I loved him. We could all be the best kind of friends. You said you're into closure. Shake hands like you're supposed to. I'll be in the middle where you two get along. You've got so much in common. Talk about your taste in women. I'll be in the middle where you two get along. In the middle.
love Dodie.
So do I.
I'm obsessed with her. She makes such good music.
And she's such a good person.
A good person with a good heart, and she's nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Shout
amazing.
Out to Dodie. Now, speaking of Dodie, let's do Porn or Not Porn.
That's a better segue than your first one.
It's a great segue. It works. It makes sense. Okay, so what are we doing this week? This week, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Is that how you say her name?
Meghan Markle, maybe? Markle?
I don't know. Meghan announced their engagement. So this time we're doing a royal version. So some of these are from the royal family. God, this... Oh, how are we not getting put
Wait,
in jail for this?
Wait, a porn or not porn of the royal family?
Royal family. I should really look at things before.
Oh, I just remembered how this game works. Don't worry.
So some of... I'm going to play you five clips. Some of them are going to be from clips from the royal family doing various things. And some of them are going to be from porn. And I can already see the names of these pornos here. And I can't believe we're about to do this, but we are.
I love that you credit each porn.
Well, yeah,
like,
wait, come on.
Video.
You know, you can't just nick stuff. You gotta give,
yeah,
give credit where credit's due. Are you I'm a little bit worried that, like, the royal family are going to come for us for doing this.
They're not going to hear it.
It's fine. Okay.
I love you, Callum, but they're not going to hear this.
Look, they might be listening. You don't know.
Harry's bored on a Sunday. It's like, what did FUBAR release last month?
I met Harry last week.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, was that at the Nice? No,
the
I
nice?
Don't know what it was.
A load of YouTubers met William at the
yes,
YouTube space.
That, nope, that wasn't what I was thinking of.
Not what you
God,
were talking
they've
about.
Been around.
Yeah, no, Harry was, he was doing some work with the charity I work for. He came along to do some, like, HIV testing stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, and he was amazing. He was a super nice guy.
I reckon he is quite nice.
And now we're going to
I reckon being the Ginger Windsor.
Ginger Windsor. Way.
Yeah.
Like what you did there.
Yeah,
so we'll thank him for all his hard work by playing this game. You ready for your first clip, Moon? Big Moon.
I am. All right, Lil Swig.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Was that it?
That was it. Just a little... You just
oh,
get a little teaser.
Little bits.
Only
not...
little...
Can we do it one more time, please? Sorry, I wasn't ready.
I'm going to give it you so many times.
One more time.
Now she does sound like she's enjoying herself, doesn't she?
One more time. Yeah, but also... No, I reckon this was taken from the interview between Harry and Meghan. I reckon that's where it's
do
from.
Do you? Now, what do you think Meghan is doing here?
Kind of like doing like, I've got to explain this bit again. Like, here goes more of our story.
So you don't think this is enjoyment? You think this is absolute frustration?
Well, it's like a happy, like, I'm happy to be here, but like...
Oh, this is getting really repetitive.
Why am I performing this?
Yeah,
this
sure.
It's my relationship. Anyway, right.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That this is not porn?
Not porn.
You are correct, but it wasn't Meghan.
Oh.
Wasn't Meghan.
Who
it's
was it?
Will and Kate on BBC Radio 1. Not sure what they're chatting about.
Okay, similar.
Just, you know, hanging out on the radio, having a good time, making sex noises as the future king and queen, king and queen consort.
King and queef. Oh, okay, I'm done. Will right. and Kate talking about mental health.
Oh, they
How
were talking about mental health.
How very inappropriate that we've been on porn or not.
Why are we allowed to do this? Why are we allowed?
I'm right. enjoying this so much.
Okay, your next one. Mm. Oh.
That's a very sexual
wow.
one.
Wow.
One more time. Mm. What's that noise? That sounds like a deflating whoopee cushion.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm. Like your airbed's gone. You're like, oh.
Yeah, she's not happy, is she? Mm. But she could be like, it could be like
but a... It is quite essential.
Like not sure about that.
Yeah. No, I think it's more like,
Do you? You think it's a positive?
Yeah.
Like a thumbs up?
Mm. There you go. I've got the like...
You got that on sync. That was worrying. Is this you? Is this a clip
so
of you?
I have another element to my career. I haven't told you. No. I think this is porn.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Oh.
You're very wrong.
Oh,
you couldn't be more wrong. This is obviously Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Her name keeps changing on
Bollocks.
This piece of paper.
Is that her actual...
It's them talking about their new engagement.
Yeah,
so this is
it's
brand
the,
new.
The interview I was thinking of. That was what I was thinking of, that like...
Yeah, so you thought this was from the interview, but actually it was this.
Mm. My bad.
And surprisingly, neither of these are porn.
Mm. Yeah, they...
Oh, you know what we're doing, don't you? That's what... Kate and Meghan would sound like if they were...
Oh, I don't want to think about
I know,
that.
But we've done it
That's none of our business.
That isn't any of our business.
Sorry. Right, let's continue on to hopefully some porn. Do that again.
I really wish this was Kate. It could, you know, it could be from the interview. Megan, have a little chuckle.
No, that's one of those weird porn laughs.
Where they're dying inside, but they're...
Yeah, and they've got to look like they're enthusiastic. Sorry, I think all porn is pretty much bad.
Do you?
It's homemade. In terms of ethics, I very much doubt that much of it's ethical.
There are ethical porn companies out there.
There are, that's true. But of the majorly accessible stuff.
Hannah Witten and Melanie Murphy went along to a female porn.
Erica Lust.
Yeah, Erica Lust. And it's like feminist porn, and it's super ethical. And, you know, everybody there is having a good time.
I would agree. That is ethical porn.
So you are wrong, is what you admit it. So you're wrong.
I am wrong.
There we go.
Most accessible porn.
Yes.
Is not ideal.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I think that sounds like the fake laugh of accessible, unhappy porn.
Okay, would you like it one more time before you commit?
Sure thing. So sheepish.
You are correct. It is from porn. This is from Slutty Sisters Fight Over Cock.
I hate the names of all of this crap.
I think it's great.
Porn's great. Slutty Sisters Fight Over Cock.
Sounds like me and my friends on a weekend. Does. Oh, we can't continue this game. I've seen the things that are coming, and I just feel like I'm going to hell for this.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
Go on.
Here we go. Here's the next one. I can't.
That was very lustful, that was. That's going to be the queen or something, isn't it? Oh, God. Do it one more time. No, that's a very posh inflection to that.
I don't know, like, she could be, you know, moaning, essentially.
It's going to be someone awful, like, who's that one that lived to, like, 101, the queen mother? It's going to be awful.
Imagine that being the queen mum.
Oh, no, it's too guttural. Ooh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies listening to that and non-turned on.
What are we thinking?
I'm thinking not porn. I think that's going to be someone really sinister that's a royal.
I just don't think it's okay that we're doing this. That's Princess Diana.
Oh, God! Research this.
I don't know. We didn't put this together.
Which royal should we include in porn or not porn that's not controversial? You have maybe 15 to 20 nameable royals off the top of one's head, and you pick Diana. Okay, sorry. I'm done.
let's move on to the last one, I think.
That's great fun.
That is great fun. What are we thinking, Moon? Big Moon.
Well, little swig. Can we listen to it one more time?
Yeah.
It's a bit like machinery going on in the background.
Yeah. It doesn't sound very posh.
No. But it does sound thinking more than coming.
Now, I'm going to give you, like, remember that there's role play in porn.
Is this going to be like regal royal role play?
Yeah, this could be like royal family role play in a porn situation.
Your reaction just told me that's not what it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a good actor.
I think this is not porn.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. You're happy.
But remember, this is royal family. Who from the royal family sounds like that?
I've no idea, but I just don't think it's porn.
Well, you are wrong. This is Slutty Secretary on Overtime, Want to Be My Boss. The grammar in that is beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
They've just, like, tossed that to an intern. Here, name this porno real quick. Slutty Secretary on Overtime, Want to Be My Boss.
Yeah, love it.
Well, I can't believe we played that game. That was...
Is that done?
That's the end of that game. And
tragic.
That was fun. Shall we have some more music? Oh, wait. Before we have some more music, if there's anyone listening that would like to confess any of their secret sex confessions, then do send those anonymously to callum@fubarradio.com and me and the lovely Big Moon will be reacting to them after this little song from who do we have? Let's have Max Frost featuring DJ Snake. This is one of my choices, and I don't even know what it is. Well, that's the most inappropriate thing that's ever happened on FUBAR Radio. Now we're going to be moving on to some sex confessions. So you guys have been emailing in some of your naughty, naughty secrets. Lucy and I haven't read them yet, but we're about... She's got a mouthful of water. She's having a great time over there.
I'm a thirsty woman.
No, I'm not going to say that. That's mean.
I am thirsty.
I just am
in all senses.
I'm also thirsty in all senses.
I'm trying to drink it like away from the microphone so you don't hear it.
Maybe, but we can... People like that. It's like ASMR. They should have an ASMR show.
Maybe on your show.
Yeah. This is like the fourth time we've done this. I need to stop doing this. Okay, I'm going to read you a sex confession while you enjoy your water, Lucy. Okay.
I'm ready.
Hey, so I have a bit of a habit of crushing on boys I can't get, and I was crushing hard on my straight classmate. He said he was straight, but his girlfriend lived on the other side of the world and nobody had ever seen her. She doesn't sound real, does she?
No, but not that maths of like, thus gay. Not even just made up girlfriend.
We went to a movie with some friends and I sucked him off in the cinema.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, wow. Sucked him off in the cinema with all of our friends right next to us. What the hell? He later admitted that he was in fact gay and... He asked me to keep it a secret. We now have casual sex. There's a lot going on in that story.
But I'm really glad he came out to someone and now has casual sex with them.
Yeah, it's quite nice that, like, the blowjob wasn't just a blowjob. It was also, like, part of the coming out story.
Yeah, it wasn't a shame blowjob.
Yeah, it was, like, an enjoyable... I like everything about this story. How did you suck off your friend with all your friends right there?
Yeah, I'm really not into... If you want to get down and dirty in a cinema, obviously each to their own, but, like, can you go to the midnight screening, please? Like, don't...
Yeah.
I don't want to be in there at 8 o'clock eating my... Drinking my Tango Ice Blast. What do people do?
And this fellatio
happening.
Eating
my nachos, yeah. And, like, three rows behind me, I can hear, like, noise.
Yeah, that kind of noise.
My favourite.
I know what you mean, but also, like, I've never done it in a cinema personally.
I just gave you the eyes.
I haven't done it in a cinema. But, like, having sex in public is kind of hot. And I can see why, you know, him being like, oh, I'm just going to give him a cheeky blowjob. With the friends right there, like the fear of getting caught on that. No, not for you.
No.
Not for you.
So in a book we recently read for Book Club, they talk about how you don't have a sex drive, you have like a sex accelerator and sex brakes, like Ooh. Everyone does.
Yeah.
They're called SIS and SES or something. And my sex brake is quite high. So even just my feet being cold will turn me off.
Oh.
Let alone being around people that can hear me. I'm
sure.
Like,
but for you, that's a turn off. But for a lot of people, that will be a turn on.
So their sexual accelerator will be like, oh, hello. That is how I think everyone who's horny sounds.
And I think,
oh, hello.
That would say, if I was in the cinema and somebody was trying to get it on with me and all my friends were there, my sex accelerator would go through the roof.
Yeah, there we go.
So I fully understand this person.
And well, I'm glad it works for some people.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you now have casual sex. As long as you're happy with that, you said, you know, that you have a big crush on him. I don't know if that means you have feelings for him.
But be careful.
Be careful. Be very protective
Especially
of your heart.
People who are still finding out about themselves.
Yeah, that's absolutely. But it sounds
scary.
Like maybe they are as well.
Yeah,
it sounds like this person is also quite young. Maybe they're a little bit further down the line of coming to accept who they are, but it also kind of sounds like...
Classmate suggests below 16.
I was thinking sixth form. This to me sounds like a sixth form situation.
Yeah, potentially.
You know, I once went to see Spider-Man and in the cinema, and like I'm obsessed with Spider-Man. You're looking at me like, where is this going?
I am mildly worried considering our prior topic of conversation.
And because I love Spider-Man so much, I decided to book into the big 3D cinema, like the big massive one.
IMAX.
No, not IMAX. Like it was like a regular Cineworld, but they have like a big special screen.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, I'll book into there and I'll go watch it in there. And I was like, oh, I'll make sure I've got lots of room. And I went in. I was the only person in there. And I didn't do anything.
I would have.
But, like, sat at the back. And, like, in the scenes where, like, Tom Holland's, like, getting out of the Spidey suit.
Yeah.
And he's, oh, my God.
Very attractive man.
I was tempted. But then I had a little look up the top. And this little man, like, manning the projector.
People
forget about him.
Yeah, and there's probably CCTV as well, I always think.
Yeah, so you think you're getting away with, you know... Having a bit of oral sex. You're not. The projector man's watching you.
Oh,
he knows
all
the things he's seen.
God.
The things the projector man has seen. What a job.
Yeah.
What a job.
If you're a, what's the word, where you like watching people have sex? What's that fetish called?
A voyeur?
Yeah, voyeur. Yeah. If you're
a voyeur.
Yeah, if you're
very
into
French
that,
of you.
That's your job.
I could kind of be. I think I'm both.
Or a, what's they called? A park inspector. That's not what they're called. But what are the people who walk around parks and make sure they're all right?
A park ranger?
Yeah.
A park inspector.
I referred to sex the other day as the adult contemporary dance because I'd forgotten that some people call it the grown-up dance.
The adult contemporary dance. That's beautiful.
Oh, so now.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, props to this person. I hope everything goes well.
Park keeper.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
That's not a thing.
We always got told off by the park keeper
because
all of my friends would smoke and drop their butts.
No,
in the
you've
park
made that up. That's a completely made up thing.
Yeah,
you've just made up.
Well, otherwise that man was walking around all dressed in green saying he was the park guy.
Percy the park keeper. There you
is
go.
Is that a reference to like Postman Pat or something? Anyway.
Probably. I don't know.
Okay. What's our next one?
Okay. Our next one is... I once slept with someone at Summer in the City, which is a YouTube convention here in the UK, because my hostel was like 30 minutes away and he was staying at the Hilton right next door. Is that bad? Laughing emoji. Also just realised that this is my university email, so looking forward to any university official that can somehow see this. Oh, I love that they're listening from university.
I mean, yeah, good for you guys. But no, that is... I've kissed boys before so I could stay in their bed and it was their party.
Aww.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Boys you know, Callum.
Oh.
Ooh. No, no one really, really outrageous. But
I've kissed boys you know so I can...
Oh my God. That makes two of us. But yeah, kissing someone to stay in their bed, I think sex might be... Well, it depends on your attitude to sex, doesn't it?
Oh, I completely misunderstood this confession. I'm just getting up to speed now.
Oh.
I thought you were just... Oh, so this no. person, they only slept with them.
So they could stay at the Hilton. Next to the...
Oh, I completely misread this one. Oh,
what did you think he said?
I was going to say, that's not bad. I thought they were just like, oh, yeah.
Having sex in the
had
just,
I thought he was saying, like, they had sex at the Hilton next door because the hostel was 30 minutes away. And I was like, well, yeah obviously. Yeah.
Logistically, what are you going to do?
I didn't realise that was the reason. Oh, like, I mean, you said, is that bad? I think it's a little bit bad, but, you know.
I mean, you didn't have to have sex. You could have just done some... What's the phrase
kissing.
The parents use? Heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
Yeah, you could. You didn't have to... Well, it depends what you wanted. If you wanted to fuck, good for you.
Yeah,
you
like...
I'm sorry you did that. Drunk, probably.
I feel like the fact that you don't actually, like, regret it yourself.
Yeah, there is that bad crying emoji.
Yeah,
suggests
like they're
you're not in deep shame. The fact that you sent it in to an anonymous confession.
Shows that you're not, you're not hella ashamed of this. I think you had a good time. I think even if maybe you didn't particularly want to have sex with that person, you quite enjoyed actually doing it because it was a little bit naughty. And it's a fun story to tell.
Yeah.
So I think you're all good. And I think, honestly, props to you.
I agree.
Good for you. Should we have some more music before some more sex confessions?
I'm ready.
Okay. Shall I have one of yours? No, we haven't got one of yours. Oh, wait, no, we have. We've got
what?
In Between featuring Banks.
Yeah. This is two of my favourite artists.
Six Lack.
He's called Black.
Black.
Yeah, lots of people call him Six Lack, though.
Well, it's spelt with a six.
Yeah, but he just wanted to be original, you know?
Okay, this is Black. Bank. Wait, what? Black?
There's two artists. Black featuring Banks in between.
Boom.
Start tripping over me, yeah. Gave each other something to believe, yeah. Instead of selling me a dream, yeah. Just tell me what I need, yeah. Friends claim they wantin' what we got, but little do they know it ain't sweet, I. Forgetting all the friction when we high, a little smoke will make you a believer.
I've always tried to say that every something up, it's time to finish.
think you wanna be replenished. You're hanging on to every cent. Yeah, it was all good until you misunderstood. Yeah.
Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Naked Attraction. You must know it's on Channel 4. But it's like Naked Take Me Out.
What?
You are joking. You don't know what this is. You love loose women. This is the sort of thing you're like.
Oh, can you see everything?
Yes!
Oh my God.
So what happens is the sort of shutters will come up or whatever. And then the girl will go, oh, yeah, I'm not really into like hairy legs. You just want big cock.
No, stop. No, I don't want to see these pictures. Sorry, oh, God, he's not doing too well, is he? Oh, God. That one. No, I would. I mean, if you look like that, if your penis looked like that, you wouldn't go on this show, would you?
Every Tuesday,
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 12 PM,
FUBAR Radio.
All right, we've got some more sex confessions.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Would you like to read one?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You've got a lovely reading voice from all the books you read.
Do I have to read the next one? I really don't want it to be taken out of context in my voice.
Sure. Yeah, to pick a different one. Maybe that last one about Christmas.
I was thinking the middle one. Do you reckon I could do the middle one?
Do the middle one.
I haven't read it yet. We'll find out.
I mean, I'm looking towards the end, Lucy. how about I read them?
I like one of them.
How about the last one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I read it as enthusiastically as the first line's written?
Yeah.
Christmas is my favourite time of year. I even asked my partner to wear a Santa hat and some cute reindeer undies.
Hot.
As it's not even December yet, he was really not into it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Fully messing around. Tripped over the bed and sprained his ankle.
Oopsies.
Oops. That's how I feel it's red.
I love like embarrassing little stories. Like not embarrassing, but like where like shit goes wrong.
Yeah, I kind of do. But then I think like, I was saying to Callum earlier, I've pulled all the muscles in my like quads and back through whacking a pillow with a baseball bat in therapy.
I need to go to this therapy.
Oh, Alison's amazing.
Great.
Her like favorite phrase to me is like, where is your anger? She's from Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, where is your anger?
She sounds great.
She's trying to make me find it. So
sometimes my therapist makes me wear animal ears. And I quite like that.
What's that for?
It's about like projecting. So there's like jackal ears and there's giraffe ears. And it's like you wear the giraffe if you're trying to project like positivity, because giraffes have bigger hearts than any other animal in the world.
That's so cute.
And the jackal, because they're known to be quite selfish, is when you're like projecting bad thoughts. So he's like, right, you're putting the jackal ears on. And I'm like, no, and I want to put on the jackal ears. But then he makes me wear them. It's a beautiful thing. Beating shit up with a baseball bat sounds more fun, though.
I mean, I had to yell stuff as well. What kind of stuff? So I'm not good at it, for the record. Like, I'm not. I don't know how to channel my anger at all. I just cry, but in like a nice way. Like in a, I am fine. Why should make you say? I can't even remember. It was stuff like, I will be respected.
Sure.
So I was like, yeah, whacking bang, something. Yeah. She's a really good feminist as well.
Oh, she sounds great. What's her name? Angela?
No, Alison.
Alison.
I'm not sure if I name her, but she's very good.
They're not going to be, they, no could surname, be anyone. Could be anyone.
Yeah.
Could be anyone.
Anyway, would you like to read the confessions that I don't feel comfortable reading?
I'll read the middle one. Yeah, I'll read the middle one.
Okay.
For about a month now, my college friends and I have been doing a lot of stuff that is kinky.
The first friends, thing, plural.
Oh, friend. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. College friends.
And yeah.
Good for you. Group sex. All about it. Doing a lot of stuff that is kinky. The first thing we did was at a sleepover in their dorm room. One of my friends was talking about sex. They both told me they were horny. We joked around about the idea of having a three-way, and then one of them pulled down his pants. Seeing his huge cock, I couldn't help myself. I wrapped my lips around his dick and started to suck. For about an hour, we took turns and swapping until we all finished. It was the best sleepover ever.
Now, that is a sex confession.
That is a sex confession and a half. I like that you went into detail on this. It's like you're
in the
middle.
This is an erotica.
Yeah, it's like you're writing erotic fiction in the middle there.
God, it's so weird. It's also so forward. Like, I find written sex stuff really funny forward, like seeing his huge cock.
Yeah. I wrapped my lips around his dick and started to suck.
So forward.
I love it.
And then
though.
It goes into a euphemism until we all finished.
Like, yeah, it's just, yeah, yeah. It's oh. Sounds like a great time, and I'm low key jealous. Like, college dorm room sex, like goals.
Very forbidden,
very naughty.
You sound kinky. Like
you sound like you're living your best life, and I've got nothing but respect for you.
Yeah, embrace it.
Keep fire on, and send us more sex confessions, because I feel like you're the kind of person that might have a few more to share.
Yeah, I think we're going to be getting a plethora over the course of this year. Let us know when you're back from your Christmas break.
Okay, time for one last one. So, I am really sex positive. I dreamt about sex a lot and wish I could have it a lot, but I've only ever been fingered twice, and that's it. Makes me very sad.
Oh, I mean, you're at the worst bit, I'm not going to lie. There's this phase when, I don't know if I, oh, it's FUBAR. There's this phase when you're like 14, which is everyone gets fingered. Like, it's just not even
fingering
fun.
Stage.
It's just the thing that people do.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I get it.
Because you're very passive as a woman in that experience.
Yeah, it could be a man too, I'm just saying. I think it's likely to be a woman,
yeah,
but
no,
this could be a man.
It definitely could be.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, like,
if you're a guy and you're getting fingered, that is experimental.
Can fingering be good, like getting fingered as a woman?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah, 100%,
it can be good.
But not when you're 14 and it's a boy that watches porn, like, as his guidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there isn't much explanation in that
sure.
for what's happening.
Yeah. Well, I think not to... Again, I may be wrong, but I feel like this person is quite young, and I feel like you've got plenty of time and that the sex
oh
will come.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so like, you are going to be A-okay. Yeah. This is just a phase.
Don't be sad about it. And I think, in a weird way, I think in the future, maybe you'll be like almost reminiscent of the days when you hadn't had sex yet and you were really excited too, and you were just getting a
yeah,
cheeky
definitely.
Finger now and then.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I loved that period of my life. It was a fun time.
Yeah, I reminisce about it in like a...
Oh,
like,
that was awful.
No, but it's funny, you know what, like that kind of it must be so different now for people because they're so much more informed, like you're saying you're really sex positive and
yeah.
I guess you must know a lot about sex, whereas like me as a 14-year-old knew nothing.
Yeah,
so it was all like, what's happening?
Absolutely.
This is exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me impersonating my 14-year-old.
So it sounds like they're in a good position.
Yeah, good for yourself.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, thank you to everyone who sent in sex confessions. You're amazing, and I love that you share these naughty things with us. I wrapped my lips around his dick and started to suck is all I can see on the screen right now.
It's right in the middle.
It's right there staring at me. And thank you to you, Lucy, Big Moon,
thank
for coming on.
Thank you for having
on.
Me.
You've been
Little
a great
slick.
Guest. And we had some fun. We had some inappropriate things on this show.
I mean, this is a Callum McSwiggan show.
It's
if
what we
hadn't
do.
Had inappropriate things... I'd be wondering,
what
have I spent the last 2 hours doing?
Waste of my bloody time.
I require... Wait, I was going to say a refund, but you think I'm getting paid to be here?
Wait, no. If you were getting a refund, that would have meant you paid to be here.
That's true.
You paid me to come
In
on
fairness.
This show.
I might pay... No, yeah. I'm not going to encourage this. No. I've had a lovely time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Let's have one last song. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Sucks, but she doesn't know who I am. rock.